A documentary examines a promising career cut short by addiction. In the 1960s, Karen Dalton was a rising star in Greenwich Village, the New York City neighborhood at the center of the folk music scene. People compared her talent to that of Billie Holiday. The documentary helps to explain why many people never heard of her. Allison McCabe has her story.
A couple of years ago, Leticia Tomko, the artist known as Vagabond, was out taking a walk and listening to a playlist. When it ended, a random song came on.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason.
It was the song Reason to Believe, and my phone was like set away, and I didn't know who it was. I just like kind of stopped dead in my walk. Like, what is this?
Reason to Believe was written and recorded by Tim Hardin in 1965. Since then, it's been covered by Peggy Lee, The Carpenters, and Rod Stewart. But Vagabond says there was something about Karen Dalton's version that set it apart.
The finger picking is so beautiful, and there's this like mournful yet triumphant quality to her voice, and I remember just replaying it so many times.
Dalton released only two albums in her lifetime, in 1969 and 1971. Neither one charted, but thanks to the new documentary Karen Dalton in My Own Time, she's finally getting her due.
It's a mighty hard road.
Dalton's story begins in Enid, Oklahoma, where she learned to play 12-string guitar and long-neck banjo. As a teenager, Dalton married twice and had two children. After her second divorce, at age 21, she took off for New York City. It was the dawn of the 60s folk scene, and Dalton made a name for herself by interpreting the music of her contemporaries and traditional folk songs like Katy Cruel. Although Dalton didn't write her own material, she infused her repertoire with a heartache all her own, say documentary filmmakers Richard Pete and Robert Yapkowitz.
She lived the Dust Bowl. She was living in, you know, it wasn't a comfortable life. There's a lot of emotion that comes with that, and I think that that is apparent in her music.
And I think a big thing about Oklahoma, too, like Karen was very close with her family. She loved them very much, but she also didn't quite fit in. And I think the fact that she didn't fit in Oklahoma and realized that was probably a huge influence. You know, some of the songs she learned from her mother as a child, she was playing in her sets in Greenwich Village.
Bob Dylan called Dalton his favorite singer, but her disdain for showbiz kept her on the margins. After her second album flopped, Dalton retreated from public life, sinking into depression and addiction. She died at age 55, but her music has enjoyed a surprising afterlife, surfacing on soundtracks and streaming playlists like Vagabond's.
It's insane. You can get to her from Bob Dylan, or you can get to her from Adele or Nick Cave.
Yesterday, any way you made it was just.
The challenge for the filmmakers was how to avoid mythologizing Dalton as a tragic enigma. Once again, the answer was in the music. Though her emotional performances may appear unrehearsed, Yapkowitz says she worked hard to hone her craft.
We realized as we would listen to some of these demos we obtained that she would be playing the same song and recording multiple demos of the same song over the course of like 2 years. And you can hear her get a little closer to sort of nailing it each time.
In addition to interviews, the filmmakers relied on small details to tell Dalton's story. Fragments such as an unearthed reel-to-reel tape of her jamming with friends, excerpts from her journals read by Angel Olsen, and an original score composed by Julia Holter, who previously contributed to a compilation album in which artists gave voice to Dalton's unpublished poems.
My love, I will want you.
Holter says she approached both projects by connecting with Dalton's music on an emotional level and channeling that connection through her own sensibilities.
It's like hard for artists to work with language and to communicate with language outside of their music often. And the subtlety of her approach was probably lost on a lot of people.
Although Dalton didn't fit into the singer-songwriter mold of her era, Vagabond says her individuality is the key to her enduring appeal.
I know in her time she didn't quite reach the commercial success of her peers, but whether it's in her voice or her arrangements, she had something that she was trying to pass down to everybody.
Earlier this year, Vagabond teamed up with Courtney Barnett to release a Dalton-inspired cover of Reason to Believe. Barnett says she's excited to help introduce Dalton's music to new generations.
The music that she recorded is timeless, and like it has such a magical quality to it.
Karen Dalton, In My Own Time, has just opened in theaters. It's coming to on-demand streaming platforms next month. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.
Someone like you makes it hard to live without.